Dyer's Daily.
So for those that have been collecting vinyl records for maybe 20 years, maybe you started it 20 years ago or around that time. I started it, what, in about 2003 time? And I'm sure people will remember a time when people were throwing records at you if you collected them, just to get rid of it themselves because it wasn't seen as something that was particularly valuable. And I have picked up a fair few records over the years because people have cleared out houses or people just don't need them anymore. And sometimes, the records that would come my way were a little bit unusual. Now, this isn't the unusual. When you're talking about modern record collecting, if something's unusual, it means it's valuable in some way. And I can pretty much rule out any value being attached to the kind of records that I used to get. A lot of them were easy listening. They were truly unusual because they weren't really artists or ideas that you would see in the modern world. In fact, some of them were even types of albums that don't really exist anymore in the same capacity. And I've recently cleared out a huge bunch of records, but I kept hold of for a long time this record that I'd never played. I thought it would be useful for something. And it was like this children's playgroup thing. It was one of those records that they obviously used to play at like young children's playgroups. So like it would have like nursery rhymes and, you know, like the little songs that children sing on it. But it wasn't an album of like a performance. It was like an activity record. So you'd have a lady playing the piano. I assume it was a lady. I think it was a lady's name on there. You'd have somebody playing the piano. And then about halfway through the tune, you would have a silence where I suppose you're supposed to be singing along with it. It was obviously for groups that didn't have their own piano player. And then it would start again. And then it would stop. And then it would play another tune. And then it would stop. And then it would start again, and then it would stop. And it did that, and I must tell you, it is one of the eeriest things. Because if you're not singing along with it, and you're just hearing the piano, and the piano stops, and then continues where the singing would have been taking us. So it wasn't even continuing where it left off, it's just like continuing from the singing that should be happening. That silence is really, really freaky. And since I listened to it, I couldn't keep it. I had to get rid of it. It was weird. And I think the B-side was children singing these songs. And it's always weird listening to like 40-year-old records because you think all these children are grown up now, you know? And some of these people probably don't even know that their voice is on a record somewhere. And there are songs in there that I didn't even realize were a thing. And things that haven't really stood the test of time. Stuff that we don't sing anymore. So really, that is the freakiest record I think I've ever owned. And I've owned some weird stuff. You know, what's the freakiest record that you've ever owned? What's the eeriest thing? What's the weirdest thing? And again, when I say weird or unusual, I don't mean like in terms of value, as in it's not found very often, you know, like a rare Beatles record. I'm talking about weird ideas, weird concepts that don't really exist anymore. That was my experience. I got rid of it. I gave it away to somebody. Hopefully, they're enjoying it as much as I did.
Dyer's Daily.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Dyer's Daily with me, Jamie Dyer. Please remember to rate, comment, and subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. Also, check out me on social media. You can tweet at JamieDyer89 on Twitter or facebook.com/JamieDyer89 and like my page on there. Also, check me out on YouTube. Just type in Dyer's Daily and you'll find me. Bye-bye for now.